Listen, go bring your charge for the collaboration with Keith Corporate Partners, the Red Cross organization doing great work in our community. To roughly game, be on the lookout for double plays, strikeouts, home runs, and a Rangers victory. For every home run hit by a Rangers player this season, Crookback and the Rangers are donating $50 to Habitat for Humanity. After each double play made by our team favorites, the Rangers and Canada Electric will each donate $25 to Step by Step. When you see a Rangers pitcher for that third strike, note that the Dakota Rangers and Frank Meyer will each donate $10 to Northwest Harvest. And for each Rangers home win, Park Services will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project. To all of our partners, thank you for your commitment to our city. Russell Pitcher. Today, Russell is celebrating his retirement with friends and family on the Michelob Ultra Lunch Band. After working in the beverage industry for business locally for City Beverages and Olympic Eagle Distributing for 28 years. Now that he's retired, Russell plans to spend time with his family and play golf as much as possible. Hey, Russ, happy retirement, buddy.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros. This is Game 5 of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers have played well in this series. They have won three of the first four games, clinching at least a split. Of course, they want to do better than that. Tacoma trying to play their way into first place in the Pacific Coast League standings, the second half standings to be more specific, as whoever finishes in first place in the second half will make the playoffs. And Tacoma is two games out of first right now in third place behind the first place Round Rock Express. So the Rainiers hoping to gain some ground on Round Rock today, want to win this game and hope to get some help from, Oklahoma City, who's hosting Round Rock tonight. There are 20 games left this year, and the Rainiers do know that they have the final six games of the season head-to-head against Round Rock here at Cheney Stadium. Well, let's check out the starting pitchers in tonight's contest. On the mound for the Rainiers, right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken is 6-6 with a 5.94 ERA. He'll be opposed by one of the Houston Astros' top pitching prospects, right-hander Spencer Arrighetti, who began the year with the Astros' Double-A team and was bumped up to Triple-A and is making his 11th Triple-A start today. He's 1-3 with a 4.14 ERA. So Spencer Arrighetti on the hill for Sugarland and Darren McCacken for the Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight on a warm evening here in Tacoma. Rainiers won last night and had a player do something that's pretty rare in Tacoma's baseball history. We'll talk about that when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Tacoma taking on Sugarland tonight. Game 5 of this series. The homestand ends tomorrow with the day game at 1:35 in the afternoon here. Tickets are available. Visit TacomaRainiers.com for more information, or you can just come to the park and get tickets on your way in tomorrow afternoon. Rainiers won last night 4-2. They were getting shut out at the seventh inning stretch. It was 2-0, but with two outs in the seventh, the Rainiers loaded up the bases. They scored a run on a wild pitch that made it 2-1, left the runners at second and third, and then Jake Schiner connected. He hit a three-run homer to left field, his 30th home run of the season, and became just the seventh player in Tacoma franchise history dating to 1960 to reach 30 homers in a single season. Jake Schiner also now with 102 runs batted in. Not yet in the top 10 for the single season total there, although he's very close. And Schiner leading the league in homers and runs batted in. He is in the starting lineup today. We'll get to the starting lineups when we come back after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game, but first for the visiting Sureland Space Cowboys, they will be leading off with the designated hitter Bly Madris. Batting second for the Astros affiliate is left fielder Corey Jolks. Hitting third, the right fielder Joey Loperfido. Pedro Leon bats cleanup. He is in center field. Hitting fifth and doing the catching is Cesar Salazar. Batting sixth, the shortstop Shea Whitcomb. Hitting seventh and playing first base is J.J. Matijevic. Batting eighth, second baseman Ryland Bannon. And hitting ninth, third baseman Dixon Machado. On the mound, Spencer Arrighetti. Arrighetti's 1-3 with a 4.14 ERA. Tacoma enters play today, 70 wins and 60 losses on the season. The Rainiers 33-22 in the second half. Manager John Russell filling out the lineup card today. Put Ryan Bliss in the leadoff spot. He's playing shortstop. Batting second, the rehabbing Mariner Jared Kelnick. He's in right field. Hitting third, center fielder Zach Deloach. In the cleanup spot, the third baseman Jake Shiner. Hitting fifth is designated hitter Taylor Trammell. Batting sixth and playing left field is Isaiah Gilliam. Robbie Tanerowitz will bat seventh. He is at first base. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Luis Torrens. And batting ninth, second baseman Riley Unroe. On the mound for the Red Ears, Darren McCacken. McCacken is 6-6 with a 5.94 ERA. Our umpires, Dane Ponsack has the plate. Matt Bates is at first base, and the crew chief Cody Oakes is at third. It's Tacoma and Sugarland, game five of the six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Houston Astros affiliate here at Cheney Stadium. This is game 11 of the 12-game homestand. The Red Ears have a winning record on the homestand, 6-4 so far after the 10 games. They've played very well at home this year. The Red Ears 40-27 here at Cheney Stadium this season. Homestand ends tomorrow, and then just one homestand left, the sixth gamer from September 19th to 24th against first place Round Rock, and that ends the regular season. All right, Bly Madris heads towards the batter's box. He is the leadoff man for Sugarland. Madris hitting .244 with 14 homers, .347 on base percentage. Darren McCacken, the workhorse of the Red Ears pitching staff, is on the hill. His first pitch of the night is taken down and in, and we are underway. 84 degrees, our game time temperature. McCacken now into his motion, and here's his 1-0, and it's swung on and fouled away, and that evens up the count 1-1. McCacken faced Sugarland once previously this season, and that was August 4th at Constellation Field in Sugarland, Texas, and he went five innings, allowed three runs that day. Got no decision in a game that the Red Ears won in the late innings. His pitch to Madris is down and in for a ball, 2-1. Tacoma's played very well against Sugarland, winning 7 and losing 3 of the first 10 games. McCacken now with the 2-1 pitch on its way to Madris, and it is taken high for a ball, 3-1. McCacken trying to bounce back from a rocky outing in his last appearance earlier on this homestand against Vegas, as the 3-1 is down and in, ball 4, and he walks the leadoff man, so Madris heads down to first base, and now Corey Jolks will be the batter. McCacken working with Luis Torrens behind the plate. Torrens catching for his second time since rejoining the Rainiers, just joined the club earlier this week. Jolks at the plate. He had 3 hits last night, and the pitch from McCacken catches the bottom of the zone, strike 1. We're using the challenge system today. That means that the human being umpire behind home plate, Dane Ponsack, is calling the pitches, and the players can ask for a challenge and go to the automated system for a final verdict. But if they're wrong, they lose a challenge, and each team only gets 3. So here's a check swing on a pitch inside, and going around is Jolks, and that is strike 2. First base umpire Matt Bates ringing up Jolks. So no balls, 2 strikes. See the Sugarland left fielder, Corey Jolks. Now here comes the 0-2 from McCacken, and it is outside. 1-2. McCacken and his third, well, his fourth, third full season with the Rainiers. Now the 1-2 pitch bounced foul. And this year he's made 21 starts, 6-6 with a 5.94 ERA. 116 innings pitched, 110 strikeouts, 33 walks. His earned run average of 5.94 is the third best in the league among qualified pitchers. There are only 7 pitchers in the league who have thrown enough innings to qualify for the ERA title. They make it really difficult these days, as here's one down low to Jolks. So 2-2. And McCacken turns and throws to first, and back in with a dive is Madris. It's being held on over there by the Red Ears first baseman, Robbie Tenorowicz. Next pitch, called, strike 3, and Jolks knew it. McCacken gets him for the first out of the game, and that's his first strikeout. Got a fastball right at the knees for a called strike three, and now Joey Loperfido will be the batter. McCacken's logged a lot of starts for the Red Ears. This is his 81st career start for Tacoma tonight. Now a toss to first, and back in safely is Madrez. Yeah, he's fifth all-time in Tacoma franchise history and game started for Tacoma dating back to 1960. And he's also fourth on the all-time strikeout list. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled off. And McCacken could theoretically reach third place on the strikeout list tonight, although he would have to have one of his bigger strikeout performances to do that. He already has one tonight. He's now eight shy of number three all-time, Brian Sweeney. 0-1 the count to Joey Loperfido. And McCacken's pitch swung on, fouled back, 0-2. So McCacken ahead of the count, no balls, two strikes. Righty out of Long Beach State comes set, and here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's down and in with a slider. One ball, two strikes. McCacken's ready again. 1-2 pitch, swung on, tapped out in front of the plate, picked up in fair territory by Torrens. Throws to second for one, back to first for two, as Loperfido wasn't running it out. And that was very smartly done by the Red Ears catcher, Luis Torrens, to turn a double play on the little dribbler in front of the plate. The Red Ears get a 2-6-3 double play to wrap up the top of the first inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Sugar Land nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the first. Sugarland did not score in the top of the first, and Ryan Bliss to lead things off against the right-hander Spencer Arrighetti. And the first pitch to Bliss is inside for a ball, 1-0. Bliss had a couple of hits and a walk last night, reaching base three times. Now the pitch is up and in, 2-0. Bliss hitting 205 in his first 27 games for Tacoma. Three homers, 286 on base percentage. Has been stealing a lot when he reaches. And that's really helped out in his overall production as here's one in for a strike. Bliss with a dozen stolen bases in just 27 games. And that includes three here last night. 2-1 pitch fouled away. The count's even 2-2. Right here's facing Eric Geddy, who is rated as one of the Astros' top pitching prospects by several different sources. Here's his 2-2, and it is up high, ball three. And he just reached AAA in late June after a strong start to AA Corpus Christi. He's been a good strikeout pitcher in his pro career, very good strikeout pitcher in his pro career. 3-2 is outside, ball four. Leadoff walk for Ryan Bliss. He'll head down to first base. And that gets the right ear started here at the bottom of the first inning. So here comes Kelnick. Jared Kelnick in his third game of his rehab assignment for Tacoma. And he's 1-for-5 so far. He got a hit in his very first at bat. Since then, he's drawn a couple walks. He's had a couple strikeouts. We'll see what happens tonight. Here's the pitch from Arrighetti, and it's a first pitch breaking ball over for a strike. Nice slider from Arrighetti, and it's 0-1. Arrighetti pitched well against the Red Ears down in Texas in Sugarland on August 3rd, allowed one run in five innings. Only walked two in that game. There goes the runner. The pitch is grounded to second. Backhand pickup by Bannon, and only one play. He throws out Kelnick at first. Because Bliss was running on the pitch, the Red Ears avoided the double play as this ball was sharply hit, and normally that's a routine double play, but since Bliss was on the move, he was able to make it to second, and all Bannon could do was throw out Kelnick at first. So Bliss is at second with one away, and here's Zach Deloach hitting 286 with 19 homers, 74 runs batted in. Pitch to Deloach is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now Arrighetti with the 1-0 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Arrighetti played college baseball at a couple different schools. He transferred around, but ended up getting drafted out of Louisiana Lafayette in 2021. Those are the Raging Cajuns. Here's his 1-1, and it is in there for a strike. Astros made him a sixth-round pick in 2021 and has reached AAA pretty quickly. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Deloach, and it is swung on and fouled off. Still 1-2. Arrighetti. Now ready, and the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, Deloach went after a fastball up, and that is the second out at the bottom of the first inning. So first strikeout for Arrighetti, and he's gonna get his. He came into play today having pitched exactly 50 innings, and has struck out exactly 50 hitters. He's only allowed 38 hits and just four homers. Does have 26 walks, though. Here's his pitch to Jake Shiner, and it's in there for a strike. Shiner has indeed shined these last couple of days. Homers in each of the last two ball games, and seven runs batted in the last two nights. 0-1 pitch inside. He's up now with Bliss at second and two outs in the first. Shiner batting 255. Leads the league in homers with 30 and runs batted in with 102. 1-1 pitch to Shiner. Outside, 2-1. He also leads the league in runs scored. He's scored 91 runs. He's second in the league in total bases, 231. He's second in the league in walks drawn, 77 walks. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. So, yeah, Shiner's having a big year. Three balls, one strike. Trammell on deck. And the pitch. called a strike on the bottom edge of the zone. And the count goes full 3-2. The payoff pitch. Swung on and drilled towards left center. On the move is Jokes, and he's going to have to play it off the fence. It short hopped the wall. Bliss scores, and in at second base with a double and an RBI is Jake Shiner. And the Red Ears are on the board here in the first inning. It's 1-0 Tacoma as Shiner belts his 22nd double of the year, and he's up to 103 runs batted in. The big two-out hit right there that the club was looking for. And they get it right away here in the first inning tonight. Now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Shiner's go-ahead three-run homer in the seventh last night was also a two-out hit. Pitch to Taylor Trammell, swinging and a miss at a breaking ball. There's strike one. Trammell with his average at 257, 18 homers, 388 on base percentage. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Now Eric Getty with his next pitch to Trammell, and this is swung on and fouled off. Count goes to 1-2. Sugarland with the defense shifts the infielders to the right as much as is allowed with the rules this year preventing the shift. The shortstop's almost directly behind second base. 1-2 pitch up and away. Two balls, two strikes. With his lead at second. Here's the 2-2, and it's popped up on the right side, shallow right field. Bannon is called off by the right fielder, Loperfido, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Trammell flies out to the right fielder. Right here, settle for one run in the first on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One nothing right here as we go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on this very nice Saturday evening in the Pacific Northwest. Pedro Leon, Cesar Salazar, and Shea Whitcomb to bat here in the top of the second inning. McCacken on the hill. He's ready to work on Leon, and the pitch is a breaking ball inside. Pedro Leon hitting 252 with 21 homers for Sugarland. He leads their club. 1-0 pitch on its way to Leon, and it is outside for a ball. Leon homered earlier in this series. in the lone game that Sugar Land has won so far. That was on Wednesday when they hit five homers. They haven't hit any since. Here's one inside. And the count goes to 3-0. So 3-0 the count. And the pitch misses ball four, and it's the second inning in a row that McCacken has walked the leadoff man, as Leon will head down to first base, having drawn the free pass. Cesar Salazar now the batter, left-handed hitter. McCacken's ready. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center, ranging over his DeLoach. He has a beat on it, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out of the inning, and Leon retreats to first base. So Salazar flies to center, one down. And now Shea Whitcomb is the batter. Whitcomb, right-hand hitter. In 68 games for Sugar Land, hitting .228 with 18 homers, 52 runs batted in. Power hitting shortstop. And the pitch from McCacken is swung out and fouled away. There's strike one. One pitch coming, swung on and pulled foul on the ground. Strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Whitcomb. McCacken to the plate. And it swung on and hit in the air towards shallow center. Back is Bliss, it is DeLoach. Here comes the left fielder, Gilliam, with a dive, and he can't come up with it, and it drops in for a hit. So Whitcomb finds some grass in shallow left center. A flare that falls in. And Sugar Land has runners at first and second with one out. The left fielder, Gilliam, ended up being the closest man to that ball. So two on, one out for J.J. Matijevic, Sugar Land's RBI leader, hitting .245, but with 48 extra base hits, including 16 homers, and he has 74 runs batted in this year. McCacken with the pitch, and it swung on and grounded foul first base side. Strike one. McCacken got a double play in the first inning on a number in front of the plate. Oh, one pitch to Matijevic. And this is down low for a ball. Last night's game featured six double play grounders, three for each team. One pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. McCacken out in front of Matijevic. Went with a change up there to get the swinging strike. Now the 1-2 is on its way. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards center. This will carry out to Deloach, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Matijevic flies to center. Two away. And now Ryland Bannon will be the batter. Bannon, number eight hitter for Sugarland, hitting .226 with 15 homers. .344 on base percentage. Right-hand hitter who had a brief call-up to the Astros early in the season. McCacken's pitch is poured, well, I guess inside for a ball, 1-0. First pitch fastball that was a little inside. One-0 pitch is popped up foul and out of play. McCacken trying to get out of this jam here in the second. Two on, two out. Here's his 1-1 pitch. No, a bluff towards second instead, but no throw. Just wanted to let Pedro Leon, who likes to steal, know that McCacken was thinking about him. Now the pitch swung on, fouled away. Strike two to Bannon. Nice crowd on hand here on this Saturday night at Cheney Stadium. Hope everyone's having a fun holiday weekend. One more game left this weekend, tomorrow at 1:35. One-two pitch. Fouled off, still 1-2. No game on Labor Day this year, with Monday being the league-wide off day this year. Monday is an off day. The Rainiers are going to spend it traveling to Salt Lake City for the start of their 12-game road trip. 1-2 pitch again, and that is a called strike three. Bannon goes down looking, and that does it for Sugarland in the top of the second inning. McCacken gets his second strikeout, and he escapes the jam. No runs on a hit. Two runners left stranded. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
Right here's lead 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Isaiah Gilliam, Robbie Tenorowicz, and Luis Torrens to bat this inning against right-hander Spencer Arrighetti. Gilliam stands in, switch hitter bats left. First pitch is inside, and it would have hit him in the legs if he hadn't stepped out of the way. That is ball one to Gilliam. Gilliam's in just his sixth game for Tecumseh. He was with AA Arkansas all year until very recently. And he's 3-for-11 at the plate with 8 walks drawn in his first 5 games. 1-0 pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count's even 1-1. So he's been on base a lot in his brief time with Tecumseh. Next pitch from Arrighetti. Fastball cracks the mitt at 92 miles per hour and hits the outside edge for a called strike, 1-2. Next pitch coming outside with a change. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And this pitch is swung on and fouled off. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with his slider, and Arrighetti has his second strikeout. What a way for Robbie Tanerowicz. Alluded to the fact earlier that Arrighetti has a lot of strikeouts as a pro. Last year, he spent most of the year at the Class A level, but had a late season promotion to Double A as he throws a strike to Tanerowicz. And between those two levels, he pitched 106 innings. He had 152 strikeouts last year in his 106 innings. So here's one outside to Tanerowicz. His AAA strikeout rate hasn't been that high, but still averaging 1 per inning. Pumps a fastball inside. Tanerowicz ahead in the count now, 2-1. Arrighetti to the plate. And it swung on, hit in the air towards right, and in comes Lo Perfido a few steps, and he makes the catch. And it's out number 2. Tanerowicz flies to right field, and Luis Torrens will be the batter. Torrens, in just his second game for Tecumseh. He just signed with the Red Ears earlier this week as he takes low and away for a ball, 1-0. Torrens has been in the major leagues with the Cubs this year, and he's been in AAA with the Nationals. There's a foul back. He also spent a few days in the big leagues with Baltimore but was not in a game. So if you look at his stats, there's no sign that he was with the Orioles this year, but he was. 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike 2. And he was a free agent when the Mariners signed him to help the Red Ears catching crew down the stretch. Of course, he's a returnee. He was with Tecumseh and Seattle these last couple of seasons. Here's one outside to Torrens. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He went 1-for-4 in his Tecumseh debut on Wednesday. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike 3, and Arrighetti strikes out a pair and retires the side in order here in the bottom of the second inning. 3 up, 3 down. We head to the third. Tecumseh 1, Sugar Land nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tecumseh. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One nothing, right here's lead Sugarland. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Darren McCacken on the mound today. He'll face Dixon Machado, Bly Madris, and Corey Jolks here in the third inning. Machado hitting .230 in 59 games with five homers, 25 runs batted in. Right-hand batter, veteran infielder. And McCacken with the pitch. And it's poured in there for a strike. Next pitch is taken down low for a ball. One. Inside for a ball, two balls, one strike. Now the next pitch is swung on and pulled foul. McCacken has walked the leadoff man in each of the first two innings, which is unlike him. Not a pitcher who issues many walks, and now he's got a 2-2 count on Machado. Pitch on its way, and this is swung on and belted to the left. This is deep and back, and it is on the deck. A home run for Dixon Machado, his sixth of the season, and Sugarland ties it up 1-1. Machado turned on that fastball that was left out over the plate, and he pulled it on a line to left field. So Machado homers, and we're all even 1-1. Now Bly Madris will be the batter. He walked in the first to open up the game. And McCacken's pitch is swung on and tapped on the ground, foul, first base side. Oh, one pitch in there for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Now this one is grounded towards first. Todorovic fields it behind the bag, and he'll take it himself to the base for the putout, and that's the first out at the top of the third inning. Madris grounds out to first base, and now Corey Jolks will be the batter. Jolks returned to the Sugarland lineup yesterday after being optioned to AAA by the Astros. He has spent 97% of this season in the big leagues with Houston. I don't know if that's an exact number. Sears one down and in for, called a strike, pardon me. 0-1. Jolks, he wants to challenge that. And so this is our first challenge of the game. We're going to go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say. And it was low, so Jolks wins the challenge, and it is ball one. So 1-0 to Jolks. Next pitch outside for a ball. 2-0. Now a swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Swing and a little bouncer foul on the third base side to the left of the bag. Shiner fielding it in foul territory. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the third inning of a 1-1 tie. McCacken to the plate, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with his slider, and Jolks has struck out. Strikeout number three for McCacken. Two down, and Joey Loperfido will be the hitter. Left-hand hitting outfielder out of Duke University. Loperfido stands in. And the pitch. He tries to bunt for a hit and pulls the bat back and takes it down and in. Ball one. One-oh pitch. Down and in. Two balls, no strikes. And there's ball three down and in. Loperfido has a good eye, draws a lot of walks, and has a high on-base percentage. Loperfido calling time and stepping out for a moment. Now the 3-0. High ball four, four pitch walk. So he heads down to first base, and that's the third walk for McCacken in 2 2/3 innings. He has walked more than three batters in a game. Only twice all year, and his season high is four. McCacken with the pitch now to Pedro Leon. Well, a move to first instead, and back in standing up is Loperfido. Jackin with his pitch, and it's a fastball for a strike. Now the 0-1, swing and a miss and a slider, and the count moves to 0-2. Timeout and steps out. McCacken with a pitch outside with a slider. One and two. Thank you. Another throw to first. Pedro Leon in his second season with Sugar Land, 25-year-old native of Cuba. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken throws a fastball past him, and that wraps up the top of the third. But Sugarland ties it up, getting a run on the Machado homer. It was the only hit. No errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 1, Sugarland 1. Riley Unroe to start things off, and he takes the first pitch for a strike from Spencer Arrighetti. Right here's got their run of the first when Bliss drew a leadoff walk and got doubled in by Jake Scheider. Now the pitch to Unroe is outside for a ball. And Sugarland just tied it in the top of the inning on the homer by Machado. Unroe hitting 218 with a 371 on base percentage, and he watches this one down low. Two balls, one strike. Now a strike to Unroe. Counts even 2-2. Well, this one's been challenged by Unroe, and he wins the challenge. The pitch was outside. So that makes the count 3-1, I believe, instead of 2-2. Yes, 3-1. And the pitch is fouled away. Full count. 3-2. Arrighetti with the payoff. Inside ball four, another walk for Unroe. And that starts things off here in the third. How about this? In his last, four games, including this one, he's only batted one time today. But in his last four games, Unroe doesn't have a hit. He's 0-7. But that is the fifth time he's walked. So he's getting on base at a very good clip these last few days just with the walks. Here's Ryan Bliss now with the runner at first. And he shows bunt, the runner goes, the pitch is outside into the backstop, and Unroe is at second base without drawing a throw. And it'll go in the books as a steal because he was running on the pitch before it ever got past the catcher. So Unroe credited with his third steal as a Rainier. And he's in scoring position now with a 1-0 count on Bliss. One-oh pitch now is swung on and fouled off down the first baseline and out of play. Ball and a strike to Bliss, picked up at the trade deadline from the Diamondbacks organization. One-one pitch is low. 2-1. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. Slammed into right field, and Loperfido moves back and hauls it in for the first out of the inning. Unroe tags up. He will advance to third with ease. And Bliss hit that ball hard. Flies out to right, but he does move the runner up. So Kelnick with an RBI opportunity now. Runner at third with one out. And Sugarland's going to bring its infield in. Kelnick grounded out sharply to the second baseman his first time up. And the pitch from Arrighetti is down and in for a ball. Kelnick stepping out of the way of a first pitch changeup. Kelnick on a rehab assignment, coming back from a fractured left foot. Now this one is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the 2-0, grounded right side, throw into right field, a base hit, and scoring the go-ahead run is Unroe. It's an RBI single for Jared Kelnick, and Tacoma has regained the lead 2-1. So Kelnick comes through, runner at third, one out, infield in. He put the ball in play, hit it hard on the ground, and got it through the drawn-in infield. It's an RBI single. And now he's aboard with one down for Zach Deloach. Arrighetti's pitch is a swing and a miss at a change. Oh, and one the count to Deloach. Next pitch, swung on, grounded foul, first base side. 0-2 the count. Oh, 2 on its way. There's ball one. Arrighetti's been in the 91-92 range with his fastball tonight. One-two pitch, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the base umpire on appeal. Deloach knew it too. He has struck out and two men are gone here at the bottom of the third inning. So that is strikeout number four for Arrighetti. Shiner will now bat. He had the RBI double with two outs in the first inning that brought in Tacoma's first run of the night. And the pitch is an off-speed delivery over for a called strike. Oh, and one to Jake Shiner. And the pitch is inside. One ball, one strike. One pitch, and at the knees. 1-2. Now this one is low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. And this pitch is swung on and skied high in the air to shallow right. In is Loperfido, and he squeezes it for the out, and the inning is over. Scheider is retired this time around. Rainier settled for one run in the third. One run on one hit. There were no errors, and a runner was left on base. We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 1.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus is embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Two to one, right here's lead Sugar Land. We head to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Darren McCacken on the mound. He'll face Cesar Salazar to start things off. And Salazar tries a bunt third base side, and McCacken off the mound fields it, throws to first, in time for the out. How did he just do that? McCacken did not field this ball cleanly, and he gets the out on it. He had to hustle off the mound to go field this bunt. And he knocked it from his glove accidentally, but it bounced right to his hand, and he had no time to spare, so he just kind of slung it to first on one hop, and Todorovic was able to reel it in. One pitch, one out. Nice play by McCacken. Shea Whitcomb now the hitter. And the pitch is taken on the, well, inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next offering swung on and grounded foul. One ball, one strike. McCacken's 1-1 pitch is on its way. And this is inside. 2-1. Swing and a foul back. Yeah. 2-2 pitch is high ball three. So full count. Whitcomb outside the batter's box for a moment. Three, two pitch is hit to the right side softly where it's caught on the fly by Riley Unroe, and that is the second out of the inning. Little end of the bat to soft liner caught by Unroe. Two down for J.J. Matichevich. Red Ears entered play today, two games out of first. Red Ears won last night. So did first place Round Rock, as we'll check out our news and notes from the PCL. Round Rock used a three-run sixth inning to win at Oklahoma City last night, 4-2. The pitch to Matijevic is lined towards center, and Deloach is there to haul it in, and that wraps up the top of the fourth. Three up, three down. McCacken retires the side in order for his first time today. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 1.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 1. Right here, sending Taylor Trammell, Isaiah Gilliam, and Robbie Tenorowicz to the plate to get things going here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch to Trammell is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now, Eric Geddy's next pitch is cranked down the right field line. Is it fair or is it foul? It is fair, and it is out of here. Taylor Trammell pulls one down the right field line for his 19th home run of the year, and the Red Ears make it a 3-1 lead. Trammell touches them all. So Tacoma's on top, 3-1. And now Isaiah Gilliam will be the batter. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. Well, we've talked a lot about how Shiner has hit 30 homers this year and just the seventh Tacoma player to ever do that. The Red Ears now have two players sitting on 19 home runs. As here's one down low to Gilliam. And there have been a lot of 20 home run hitters in Tacoma franchise history, but if Trammell hits one more and Deloach hits one more, the Rangers would have three players with 20-plus homers. Next pitch outside to Gilliam. Now Eric Getty with his 2-1 pitch to Gilliam, and it is lined right to the shortstop Whitcomb, who makes the catch, and that's the first out at the bottom of the fourth. Continuing our look around the Pacific Coast League, mentioned that Round Rock won last night 4-2. That's why the Rainiers are still two games out of first. Vegas goes into play today 1.5 out, as they were rained out last night in Salt Lake. We talked about this a little bit last night, what a rarity it was, rained out in Las Vegas as they were supposed to play Salt Lake. So there's a swing and a miss. Turns out, I learned this morning, it was the first ever rain out at Las Vegas ballpark. So here's strike two to Todorovic. And they do own a tarp. They got the tarp out before the rain came, but it really rained hard. And they had to postpone a Friday night game in Las Vegas. And they're playing a doubleheader today. So here's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. They called it in the Las Vegas newspaper a vicious monsoonal storm. They did play in Reno last night. Reno beat El Paso in 10 innings, 9-8. Kyle Lewis had the game-winning hit of the 10th inning. So there's a foul out of play by Todorovic. Lewis has gone back and forth between the Diamondbacks and the Reno Aces multiple times this season. But when he's in Reno, he's hitting the cover off the ball, and he had three hits yesterday, and he's batting .363 in the PCL. Doesn't have enough plate appearances to qualify for the batting title, but he is crushing it for Reno. Todorovic fouls one off. Still 0-2. And the Diamondbacks recently moved their 2021 first-round draft pick up to Reno's. There's a number up the first baseline, but it spins off into foul ground. Still 0-2. The Diamondbacks 2021 first-round draft pick is a high school shortstop named Jordan Lawler. And he got bumped up to AAA maybe 2 weeks ago, and he had four hits yesterday for Reno in their victory over El Paso. And Sacramento beat Albuquerque last night 3-2. Elliot Ramos with a tie-breaking homer in the seventh for the Rivercats. Oh, 2 to Todorovic is low. So going into today, Round Rock in first, Vegas 1.5 back, Tacoma 2 back. Albuquerque and Reno on the edge of the race, 5 games back, tied in fourth. So there's one outside. Albuquerque and Reno play a 6-game series this coming week, so if one of those two teams wins 4 or 5 games, they'll be in the race. Here's a bouncer towards third, fielded by Machado, and he throws to first and gets Todorovic, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fourth. Now Luis Torrens will be the batter. Pitch to Torrens. Fastball outside. Now a swing and a high fly towards center. Going back is Leon, but he's under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Red Ears tack on another run on the Trammell homer. One run on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sugar Land 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Keep your machine lean and clean this summer while doing all the things you love to do in the Tacoma Power service area. Whether you live, work, or play in the many communities who use Tacoma Power, our electricity and publicly available chargers is from clean, renewable hydroelectric power. Want to know more about all the ways we support electric vehicles in our community? Visit mytpu.org/EVS.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sugar Land 1. Ryland Bannon, Dixon Machado, and Fly Matris to bat here in the top of the fifth inning. Darren McCacken out of the hill. He struck out Bannon looking in the second inning. McCacken into his motion, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming. And this is yanked fair down the third baseline, and that's headed towards the left field corner. Bannon's on his way to second base, and he is going to stop there with a leadoff double in the top of the fifth inning. Ryland Bannon doubling down the third baseline. And now Dixon Machado will hit. He is the lone reason so far in this game that Sugarland is on the scoreboard. He had a solo homer in the third that landed on the deck and left. Now he's up representing the tying run here in the fifth. McCacken with his pitch. And it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next offering is swung on and fouled away. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch is a slider for a called strike, 1-2. Outfield plays Machado straight away. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it's down low. Two balls, two strikes. McCacken has struck out four through his four-plus innings. 2-2 offering coming to Machado. And it's swung on and fouled off on the first base side towards the berm. That'll be a souvenir. Still 2-2. And the pitch is inside, ball three, a breaking ball that ran in. Count goes full. Three-two pitch coming. And it is swung on and pulled foul. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the 3-2 is coming. Fouled away. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. It's been a long battle here between Machado and McCacken. Called strike three at the bottom of the zone. Machado immediately asks for a challenge. So we'll see. This was a slider that the umpire thought caught the bottom of the strike zone. The automated system says, what is that? A ball, just the tiniest margin between the bottom of the zone and the top of the baseball on the automated system. And Machado draws the 4th walk issued by McCacken today. Ties his season high. And now the catcher, Torrens, is going to go to the mound and talk to McCacken, who covers his emotions well, but he surely is not very happy about that, as he thought he had the strikeout there, and the automated ball strike system ruined his hopes and dreams. So Torrens and McCacken having a chat as now the lineup turns over and Bly Madris will be the hitter. And the plate umpire goes to break up the conference. The one thing the automated system does is it eliminates the arguing, you know. And normally after that pitch, there would be one side that would be very upset with the umpire and would be yelling from their dugout or whatever. And instead, it's the computer has the call. And I mean, we could all go yell at our computers, but we know that doesn't work. All right, here's the pitch now to Madris, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. 0-1 the count to Bly Madris. Now this pitch misses for a ball. Swing and a miss there, strike two. One, two pitch, swing and a foul tip as Madris just barely got a piece of that one. Ball, two strikes. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him. Nice changeup from McCacken to get the whiff, his 5th strikeout of the game. So 2-on-1 out for Corey Jolks. Now Now the pitch swung on and looped towards second. Caught with a little jump by Unruh. And that is the second out of the inning. The runners all getting back to their bases. Unruh. One step to his right. Little jump in the air. Haul it in. Jolks is retired. Two down for Joey Loperfido. And that might be it for McCacken, as John Russell's on his way out to the mound, and he is going to take him out of the game. Kind of a shorter outing for McCacken. Fewer than 80 pitches, and they take him out with two on and two out here in the fifth inning. And they're going to bring in a new pitcher to face Loperfido. So we'll take a break for this pitching change with the score, Tacoma 3, Sugar Land 1.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We're in the top of the fifth inning. Tacoma leading Sugarland 3-1. Sugarland, however, has two men on base with two outs. And their number three hitter in the lineup, Joey Loperfido, coming to the plate. He's a left-handed batter, so right here's manager John Russell brings in the lone lefty he has in the bullpen. Blake Wyman is in to try to escape this jam. And he hasn't pitched in a while. His last outing was August 16th. He had a couple rough outings in a row and landed on the development list. Worked in the bullpen with pitching coach Jairo Cuevas and activated 2 days ago. And here's his first pitch to Loperfido, and it's a breaking ball that misses ball one. The runner at second base is Bannon, and Machado is the runner at first with two down. Here's the 1-0 from Wyman, and it is a fastball, or part of me, a slider that misses. Two balls, no strikes. Loperfido is 0-1 in this game. Walked his last time up. 2-0 pitch. Slider outside, ball three. So Wyman misses with his first three pitches to Loperfido. Now the 3-0. And it is low and away, ball four. Four-pitch walk, and that loads the bases. Bannon heads to third, Machado to second, and Loperfido down to first. Bases loaded for Pedro León. León is 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk so far. And the pitch is inside, ball one. And Wyman hasn't thrown a strike yet, which is now a big concern with the bases loaded. Next pitch, there's a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. Thank you. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Base is loaded, two outs in the fifth. One ball, two strikes on the Sugarland cleanup hitter, Pedro Leon. And Wyman, the lefty from Littleton, Colorado, with his pitch. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. He got him, and that closes out the top of the fifth inning. No runs for Sugarland on a hit. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It remains Tacoma 3, Sugarland 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Sugarland 1. Riley Unruh will start things off. Ryan Bliss and Jared Kelnick also to bat this inning against right-hander Spencer Arrighetti, who's allowed only three hits, but each one of them has brought in a run. Unruh takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Unruh walked in the third inning, leading off, and ended up scoring on Kelnick's RBI single. 1-0 pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0. Swung on, bounced up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman Bannon. His throw to first is in time for the out. It nearly pulled Matijevic off the bag, but he was able to keep his foot on the base as he reeled it in. And one man is out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Bannon slinging that throw to first, and Matijevic had to stretch to get it. One down for Bliss. He walked and scored in the first inning and has flied out 0-1. And the pitch from Arrighetti is in there for a strike. Mariners won today. They beat the Mets 8-7 in a back and forth game as Bliss hits one towards shallow left, charging in and unable to get it is Jokes. And Bliss is going to end up at second base as the ball is picked up by Leon and thrown back in. Bliss hit this out towards kind of shallow left center. Jokes came charging in and tried a sliding catch but had no chance. And that's a double for Ryan Bliss. So he's in scoring position for Jared Kelnick. Pitch is outside for a ball. Mariners saw a one-run lead disappear in the bottom of the eighth as the Mets tied that game 7-7, and then the Mariners took the lead. They regained the lead in the top of the ninth when J.P. Crawford homered again. He hit one yesterday, too. Now the 1-0 is fouled off, out of play, 1-1. And the M's went to the bottom of the ninth inning, trying to close it out. Now the 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1 to Kelnick. And leading off for the Mets in the bottom of the ninth was the former Rainier, Dan Vogelback. He hit a ball into the gap, tried to stretch a single into a double, and was thrown out at second base in a huge out. So here's a swing and a grounder foul, first base side. Gotta say, we've seen that happen to Vogelback before, back when he was here. Yeah, the Mariners escaped and beat the Mets 8-7. 2-2 pitches outside, ball three. So full count to Kelnick. And the pitch is a check swing on a ball down and in. He held up in time, says the third base umpire. Kelnick draws the walk. Two on, one out for Deloach. There's activity in the Sugarland bullpen. A lefty is warming up, and it might be time for a change here, as that looks like Mickey Story making a slow walk to the mound right now. And yes, he is indeed calling for the lefty from the bullpen. So we've got another pitching change. We'll take a break here with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. And two men are on. And our score is Tacoma 3, Sugarland 1.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We're in the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sugarland 1. And the Space Cowboys have brought in a new pitcher, left-hander Matt Gage, in from the bullpen to face Zach Deloach. Gage, 1-1 with a 5.58 ERA. This is his 28th appearance. First pitch to Deloach is called a strike on the inside edge, 0-1 the count. Gage has gone back and forth between Houston and Sugarland three different times this year. And now his 0-1 is down in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Third-year-old lefty. First saw Gage face the Rainiers when he was with Sacramento, coming up through the Giants organization. He was a starting pitcher back then. 1-1 pitch, bounce towards first, and fielding it nicely is Matijevic, and he throws to the shortstop for one. The relay to first is not in time as Deloach avoids the double play. Matijevic kind of got caught between hops here, but was able to field it and spin and fire to Whitcomb. And then Whitcomb, in a risky throw, tried to hit and succeeded at hitting Gage, who was on the run covering first. A wild throw there, or if the pitcher can't handle it while he's on the move, would have scored a run. But Sugarland was able to negotiate that. Runners at the corners with two outs now for Shiner. He's one for two with an RBI double, and the pitch is a fastball pumped in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from Gage is on its way, and it swung on and fouled back. 0-2 now. O-2 pitch coming. Blitz down the line from third. And the pitch is a breaking ball down low. Taking second base with a steal is Deloach, as Salazar didn't risk a throw. So Deloach has his eighth steal of the year. And now there are 2 men in scoring position. One-two pitch coming, and it is up high for a ball, 2-2. Two-two, fouled back, still 2-2. Right, here's looking for a big two-out hit here that would open up the game. Two men in scoring position. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on, hit up the middle, and threw it to center field, a base hit. Bliss scores, Deloach scores. Jake Shiner with a two-run single, and he continues to drive in runs at a furious pace during this series, and the Red Ears now lead 5-1. Shiner is now up to 105 runs batted in on the year. 10 of them in the last three games. Two and a half games, really. Now Trammell, the batter, and the pitch is taken low and away, and it rolls away from Salazar, but Shiner does not try to go to second. Shiner with 3 runs batted in tonight, had 3 yesterday, and 4 the day before. 10 runs batted in a 3-game span here, and he's going to get at least one more plate appearance tonight. 1-0 is low for a ball. 2-0 the count. So the Red Ears open it up. It's 5-1. Pitch in there for a called strike. Trammell pulled a homer down the right field line his last time up in the fourth inning. Now fastball is inside. And it's been challenged by the Space Cowboys catcher, Salazar. So we'll see what the automated system says. And it was inside. So the umpire was right. And Sugarland loses a challenge. That's the first lost challenge of this game. And it is 3-1 to Trammell. Three-one coming from Gage, and it swung on and bounced foul. Full count now, 3-2. Trammell settles back into the batter's box. With two outs, Shiner will be on the move with his pitch, and now Trammell uses his timeout and steps out. Only took a moment, though. Gage with a full count pitch, and it is grounded right to the second baseman. Picked up by Bannon, and he throws out Trammell at first, and that wraps up the bottom of the fifth. But the Red Ears tack on two more runs on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We move on to the sixth. It is Tacoma 5, Sugarland 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the sixth. It is Tacoma 5, Sugarland 1. Blake Wyman got the final out of the fifth inning, and he'll stay in here for the sixth. Couple left-hand hitters coming up here, beginning with Sugarland's catcher, Cesar Salazar, and Wyman's pitch is in there for a called strike. Oh, and won the count. Next pitch from the lefty. Bounce to first. And there's Todorovic to field it and take it to the base himself. And one man's gone at the top of the sixth inning. So, one away. And here's Whitcomb, a right-hand hitter. Pitch to Whitcomb is in there for a called strike. Oh, and won the count. Well, mentioned before that the Mariners won today. Now the 0-1 is inside for a ball. A very good day for the Mariners. Results-wise, in their quest to win the division title. Not only did they win, but other good things happened as well. Now the 1-1 pitch is hit high in the air to left field and deep. And Gilliam is at the track and along the fence, but this one is gone. Shea Whitcomb has hit one out of here to left field. His 19th home run for Sugarland and 31st of the year between AA and AAA. Whitcomb circles the bases here in the sixth inning, and it's now Tacoma 5, Sugarland 2. High fly that carried out of here to left field. And Whitcomb gets Sugarland a little closer. J.J. Matijevich will now be the batter. And the pitch to Matijevich is taken for a strike, 0-1. Mariners entered play today tied in first place with Houston. The Astros have lost to the Yankees 5-4, the final in Houston. And the Mariners now lead the Astros by one game in the West. There's one that has been challenged as umpire called that a ball. And it was challenged by Torrens. And it was indeed a strike, good challenge. And the Red Ears win the challenge. So 0-2 the count to Matijevich. Also, the Texas Rangers have lost today in 10 innings to the Twins, 9-7. So the Rangers are now two games behind the Mariners. So here's one high to Matijevich. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a check swing on a slider away, and he held up in time. Two balls, two strikes. So the Mariners are all alone in first place in the American League West. 2-2 pitch. Chop towards first, and it's a fair ball, and Tanerowicz will take it to the base for the out. And two better guy. That ball stayed fair and bounced right over the top of the bag, and the umpire there, Matt Bates, called it fair. The batter, Matijevich, wasn't running that out. Well, that's going to do it for Wyman. The Red Ears are going to bring in a right-hander here. So we've got a pitching change with two outs in the top of the sixth inning. And our score is Tacoma 5, Sugarland 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Sugarland 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears is Ryder Ryan. And he takes over with two outs and no one on base. He'll face Ryland Bannon who was 1-for-2 with a double. Blake Wyman went one inning, allowed one hit and one run. It was earned. He walked one and struck out one. So Bannon stands in. Ryder Ryan appearing in his 40th game for the Red Ears, and his first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Ryan's 3-2 with a 3.66 ERA, has a couple of saves. 46 strikeouts in 46 and two-thirds innings with just 36 hits allowed. 0-1 pitch to Bannon is grounded fair over the first base bag and down the right field line, and Bannon's on his way to second as the ball is retrieved by Kelnick, and it's a two-out double for Ryland Bannon right inside the first base bag, drilling a grounder the other way. So Bannon has two doubles today. And that's Sugarland's fifth hit of the night. And now Dixon Machado is the batter. Machado homered in the third and has walked. Ryan checks the runner at second. Now his pitch is outside for a ball. One and oh. Next pitch with the runner leading from second is down low, and a pickoff throw by Torrens, but back in safely is Bannon. Tried to pick him off of second base. Two and oh, the count to Machado. And the pitch is swung on and lined towards left. That's a base hit. Fielding it on one hop is Gilliam. Around third is Bannon. He's headed home. The throw to the plate, not in time. Now the Red Ears throw to first, and they get Machado out. He had overrun the bag and taken a turn towards second, and Torrens threw down to Tanarowicz to tag him out. The run does score. Bannon scored. It's an RBI single for Machado, but he is thrown out at first base 2-3 after the run scored for the final out of the inning. So in the sixth, the two runs for Sugarland on three hits. There were no errors and no one left. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 5, Sugarland 3.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma 5, Sugarland 3. And Sugarland brings in its second relief pitcher of the game, Parker Mashinsky, in from the bullpen. And he'll face Isaiah Gilliam, who is leading things off in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the first pitch is on its way. And it's a breaking ball that misses ball one. Gilliam batting right-handed for his first time today. He's 0 for 2 so far. And Mashinsky with his 1-0 pitch, and there's a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count's even 1-1. Mashinsky in relief of Matt Gage, who went two-thirds of an inning, allowing one hit, nothing else. 1-1 pitch, down and in for a ball, 2-1. Mashinsky's in his 28th appearance for Sugarland. He's 2-1 with a 3.20 ERA. Mashinsky throws, and this one's fouled away. He pitched a little bit on Wednesday in game two of this series. The Sugarland victory faced three hitters and got two outs. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Gilliam, and it's smashed foul down the first base side. And the count still even, 2-2. Now Mashinsky with his next pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate, a breaking ball. Still 2-2. Two-two now. Swing and a miss, strike three. Low fastball, and got Gilliam swinging. And that is the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. So one away for Robbie Tenorowicz. He's 0 for 2 with a fly out and a ground out. And the pitch swung on and fouled back there, strike one. One pitch, high, and that's being challenged by Salazar. He thought it was a strike, so we go to the automated system. This was a fastball, 94 on the gun, and it is indeed a strike by a hair, so Sugarland wins the challenge. And Tenorowicz is behind in the count, 0-2. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and back-to-back strikeouts for Mashinsky. Two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth, and now Luis Torrens will be the batter. Tenorowicz seems thoroughly unsatisfied with that plate appearance. He thought he fouled, tipped that, and then it bounced. And the umpire says the catcher caught it. So two men are gone, and now Torrens is the batter. And there's a breaking ball outside. 1-0. Fastball in for a strike. Swing and a miss. Now fastball called, strike three, and Mashinsky strikes out the side in the sixth inning for Sugarland. First time the Red Ears are held scoreless since the second inning. Three up, three down, all strikeouts. We go to the seventh. It's a close game. Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 3.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 3. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the top of the seventh inning. Eduard Bizzardo is in from the bullpen. And he'll face Blind Madris, Corey Jolks, and Joey Loperfido. Ryan Orion went a third of an inning, allowed two hits and a run. So Bizzardo ready to go to work here. And his first pitch is on its way to Madris, and there's a fastball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Bizzardo in his ninth appearance for the Red Ears, 1-0 with a 4.70 ERA. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike two. O-2 pitch coming to Madris. And the pitch is a check swing on a ball down low, and they appeal to third. And Oaks, the umpire over there, says Madris did not offer it the pitch. So one ball, two strikes. This one is a check swing again on a breaking ball down low, and he held up again. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is high. Well, the Red Ears have an opportunity today to pull within one game of first. If they win this, that'll happen. Oklahoma City beat Round Rock 7-1 tonight in Oklahoma City. So first place Round Rock loses. Here's the 3-2 high and away, ball four, a leadoff walk. And Madris heads down to first, and Sugarland now has the tying run at the plate. And Luis Torrens goes to the mound to talk to Bizzardo for a moment. Corey Jolks. Now the hitter. He had three hits yesterday, is 0-for-3 today. Bizzardo's pitch runs inside, ball one.
Yeah,
Now the pitch is ball two. So 2-0 to Jolks. And the pitch is inside. 3-0. Bizzardo wild here initially upon entering the game. Pitch. Low ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the seventh inning, and Sugarland has the tying runners on base. Tacoma pitchers have walked seven tonight. And another trip to the mound by Torrens, and the pitching coach Jairo Cuevas is coming out as well, and the Rainiers might get someone else up in the bullpen immediately. We'll see. Yeah, there's activity down there. So Cuevas talking things over with Bizzardo. Looks like Kolek is starting to warm up. Conference on the mound breaks up. The batter is Joey Loperfido, who, after grounding into a double play kind of strangely in the first inning, has walked twice, and he has a very good eye. Bizzardo's going to need to throw him strikes, and the first pitch is a slider called a strike. It's 0-1. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes to Loperfido. Bizzardo comes set, here's the 0-2. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and there's the first out of the inning. Bizzardo bounces back, and one man is gone. Now Pedro Leon is the hitter. Now a bluff pickoff move by Bizzardo to second base, but he does not throw over there. Pitch is outside in the dirt and blocked by Torrens. 1-0. Bizzardo's next pitch, grounded towards third. Shiner picks it up. He's going to take it to third for one. Throws it to first, and it is not in time for the double play, but they force out the lead runner for the second out of the inning. Madris forced out at third. Shiner fielded this grounder, had to jog several steps to the bag to get the force out and then throw while on the move to first. And Tenarowitz able to smother that ball and avoid having it get loose behind him, but the batter was saved. So Jolks is at second and Leon at first with two down for Cesar Salazar, and there's a slider called a strike. 0-1 the count. Salazar's 0-3 in this one. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side, and that's strike two. Oh, 2 the count. And the pitch outside. One ball, two strikes. Now Bizardo's 1-2 is a swing and a foul. One-two pitch. Down in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. No, it hit him. They say that hit Salazar, I guess, in the foot, and he is being awarded first base. And that's a tough break when Bizardo was ahead of the count. It hit his left foot, according to the umpire. So the bases are loaded with two outs for Shea Whitcomb. And John Russell is going to go to the bullpen and bring in Kolek to face him. So a tough hit batter on a 1-2 count loads the bases for Whitcomb, who homered last inning and has hit 31 homers this year between AA and AAA. So Tacoma is going to bring in a fresh arm to face him. We'll take a break here in the top of the seventh inning. Bases loaded, two outs. It's Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 3.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We are in the top of the seventh. Tacoma leading by a score of 5-3, but Sugar Land has the bases loaded with two outs and their top slugger coming to the plate, Shea Whitcomb. Tacoma has gone to the bullpen, brought in Stephen Kolek to try to put an end to the top of the seventh. Kolek in his 36th appearance, 4-2 with a 5.01 ERA. And the right-hander's first pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. So first pitch strike starts things off. Now the 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Kolek out ahead, no balls, two strikes. 95-mile-per-hour sinking fastballs are his specialty. Whitcomb steps back into the batter's box now. Jokes the runner at third, Leon at second, Salazar at first, and the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and Stephen Kolek disposes of Shea Whitcomb, wrapping up the top of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and three runners were left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears leading Sugarland 5-3. Big strikeout by Steven Kolek of Shea Whitcomb to get out of a bases loaded jam in the seventh. Now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the inning. Riley Unroe to start things off. Pitch from Mashinsky is inside for a ball, 1-0. Mashinsky entered the game last inning for Sugarland and struck out the side. Here's his 1-0 pitch to Unroe. And it swung on and chopped to third on two hops. Machado fields it and throws out Unroe at first base. And one man is gone at the bottom of the seventh inning. So Unroe grounds out to third. Ryan Bliss will be next. Bliss has reached base twice. He's walked and doubled. He has scored two runs. He's 1-for-2 in the box score. And the pitch to Bliss is a breaking ball outside. Sugarland is warming up right-hander Seth Martinez in its bullpen. Now the 1-0. Call to strike, and Bliss says, hang on, I want to challenge that. He thought it was ball two, so we'll see what the automated system has to say. And Bliss wins the challenge. He was right, it was high. So count is 2-0 to Ryan Bliss. One that misses ball three. Three balls, no strikes. And there's ball four, a four-pitch walk. Bliss will head down to first base. Second game in a row that he has reached base three times. Now Jared Keldick will be the batter. Kelnick's 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a walk. And the pitch is hit up the middle and fielded. It's short by Whitcomb. He goes to second for one himself. Throws to first for two. A double play to end the bottom of the seventh inning. And that does it for Tacoma. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left on base. We move on to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Sugarland 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 5, Sugarland 3, and J.J. Matijevic leading things off for Sugarland. Kolek on the hill, missed with the first pitch, ball one. And there are some defensive changes as the next pitch misses ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Matijevic. And this pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 2-1. Jared Kelnick is done with his rehab for today. Played 7 innings in right field. Had 4 at-bats. Went 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a walk. Now Kolek with the 2-1 pitch, and it's in for a strike. Adam Engel replaces Kelnick, but he doesn't go into right field. He goes into center field. And moving from center field to right field is Zach Deloach. Well, we've got another challenge here. This pitch was called a strike, and it was indeed a strike. So Sugarland loses the challenge, and they are down to one left. Well, one wrong challenge left. Now the 2-2 is up and away, ball three. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And there's ball four, high and away, another leadoff walk. The Raiders have walked the leadoff batter in 4 of the 8 innings tonight. And that is 8 walks issued by Tacoma pitchers this evening. Pitch is up high to Bannon for a ball. Kolek got the big strikeout to end the seventh when he entered the game with the bases loaded and 2 outs. He actually allowed a run on Thursday, which has been something that hasn't really happened to him lately, as here's one fouled away. And it wasn't because he got hit, it was because of walks. He walked the first 2 batters he faced, and a double steal and a ground out resulted in a run scoring. It was only the 3rd run he's allowed in his last 29 innings, but did come in his last outing. Here's his 1-1. And it is outside for a ball. Here's a swing and a little bouncer towards third. Slowly hit. Shiner fields it. Throws to first. It is in time for the out. Bannon retired on a close play at first base. Matijevic does move up to second. One away in the top of the eighth inning. And now Dixon Machado will be the batter. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Pitch is up and in. One pitch called a strike, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Now here's a check swing on a pitch down low, and he held up in time. 2-2. Right here, starting to warm up closer, Riley O'Brien. Two is outside, ball three. Here comes the 3-2. Just outside, ball four, and Kolek issues his second walk of the inning. This is how he got in trouble the other day. So two on, one out for Bly Madris. 9 Tacoma walks issued. And the pitch is hit in the air towards center. Back is Engel, and he makes the catch. Now throws to second, and getting back in safely is Matijevic. He had strayed far from the bag, but he's able to avoid being doubled off. Engel had the right read on this one all the way. And Madris is retired. Two down for Corey Jolks. Jolks is 0 for 3 with a walk. Well, that's going to do it for Kolek. The Red Ears are going to bring in Riley O'Brien to try to get a 4-out save. So we'll take a break for the pitching change here with 2 outs in the top of the 8th. The Red Ears trying to hang on here. They lead Sugarland 5-3.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, we are in the top of the eighth, two on, two out. Tacoma leading 5-3. Corey Jolks at the plate for Sugarland. The new Tacoma pitcher is Riley O'Brien. And the righty is set with his first pitch to Jolks, and it's a fastball called a strike. O'Brien 2-5, 11 saves, 2.63 ERA. This is his team leading 45th appearance. 70 strikeouts in 48 innings, just 34 hits allowed, 27 walks. And the pitch is called a strike, 0-2 to Corey Jolks. Couple of fastballs to start things off. No balls, two strikes, two outs. O'Brien trying to close out the top of the eighth. Two men on. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a curveball, and O'Brien needs just three pitches to take care of Jolks and put an end to the top of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. Two more runners left on base. Sugarland has stranded a dozen. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 5, Sugarland 3.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
We head to the bottom of the eighth. It is Tacoma 5, Sugarland 3. And a new pitcher for Sugarland, Seth Martinez, comes in from the bullpen. The Rainiers have the 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up. Deloach, Shiner, and Trammell. These guys have done a lot of damage today, specifically Shiner and Trammell. Deloach is 0 for 3 with a run scored. He stands in. Martinez's pitch is swung on and hit of the air down the left field line, and that's going to go foul. Strike one. This is Martinez's 11th AAA appearance of the year. No record at 2.70 ERA. He has spent the majority of the season in the Houston Astros Major League bullpen. Martinez with his next pitch, and it's poured in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. And this pitch is high. One ball, two strikes. And fastball away, two balls, two strikes. And And the pitch is popped up foul, third base side. Over for a look is Machado. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch. And Deloach is fouled out, and that's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. So one away. And now Jake Shiner will be the hitter. Shiner 2-for-3 with an RBI double and a two-run single. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Pitch down low, two balls, no strikes. There's a strike, 2-1 now. Shiner had a two-out RBI double in the first and then a two-out, two-run single in the fifth. So three runs batted in today, all with two outs. And he lashes one foul down the first baseline, and the count's even now, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Ball three inside. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is ball four, and Shiner will head down to first. So he's on for his third time today. That's the fifth walk issued by Sugar Land pitchers this evening. Taylor Trammell will now be the batter. Pitch to Trammell is taken outside for a ball. One oh is fouled away. Trammell went deep back in the fourth inning, a homer down the right field line. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball that catches the bottom of the zone, maybe. Trammell asks for a challenge. The Raiders have two left, so he can do this without costing the team or anything. So let's see what happens. And it did catch the bottom of the zone for a strike. So the umpire was right, and each team has one challenge remaining. One and two, the count to Trammell. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the second out of the inning. So two away for Isaiah Gilliam. Gilliam 0-for-3 today. Looking ahead to the ninth inning, it's not going to be easy. Sugarland has its 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up. Lo Perfido, Leon, and Salazar, with Whitcomb due up fourth in the inning. And the pitch is inside to Gilliam for a ball, and that's challenged by Sugarland, as their catcher, Salazar, asks for a challenge. And he loses it. It was low, so that's it for Sugarland on challenges. They're done. And the fans cheer because we don't have to deal with the challenge system anymore. 1-0 to Gilliam. And it is swung out, hit up the middle, and hits the pitcher, bounces away to the left of the mound. It's going to be an infield single. And now we have to see if Martinez is okay. That was a liner back through the box, and it appeared to hit him in the back. Let's get another look at this. Right up the middle, Alinery turned away from it, and yeah, it hit him in the back and bounced off to the left of the mound. And Martinez indicates he's okay. The trainer didn't even go out there. Gilliam with an infield single, and the Red Ears have two on with two out for Robbie Tanerowicz. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Here's another look at that liner up the middle. Tanerowicz watches strike two now. He's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Rainiers would love to get an insurance run, but that will require a two-out hit now with two strikes also on Tanerowicz. Martinez with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a slider, and that does it for Tanerowicz and the Rainiers here in the eighth. No runs on a hit, and two runners left on. We head to the ninth inning. The Rainiers trying to hang on. It's Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 3. Right here is trying to make it three straight wins, trying to pull within one game of first place in the Pacific Coast League standings. Got to hang on here. Riley O'Brien recorded the final out of the eighth. He struck out Corey Jolks. He threw only three pitches, and he stays in here for the ninth. Joey Loperfido leads things off, 0 for 2 with two walks. And O'Brien's pitch is swung on and fouled off. That is strike one. Loperfido, left-hand hitter, will be followed by Pedro Leon and Cesar Salazar. Now the 0-1 pitch is on its way, and this is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now O'Brien ready. And the 1-1 pitch is breaking ball for a strike. Count goes to 1-2. Nice curve ball there from O'Brien. Riley gets the sign from Torrens. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is up high with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Two balls, two strikes. So the 2-2 is coming now, and it is fouled off on the third base side, out of play. Still 2-2. One game remains in this homestand tomorrow at 1:35. Rainier slated to start Kyle Hart tomorrow against Misael Tamares. Here's the 2-2. Inside ball three. Full count to the leadoff man here in the ninth. Three, two, the count. And the payoff pitch. Fastball called, strike three, and down goes Loperfido, and that's the first out in the top of the ninth inning. Big first out, because now a 21 home run hitter comes to the plate at Pedro Leon, but since there's no one on base, he can't tie it up. He's 0 for 3 with a walk today. O'Brien to the plate with his first pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at the curve. There's strike one. Now O'Brien ready with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Leon. Curve in the dirt, and Leon doesn't go fishing. One ball, one strike. Round Rock lost today. Las Vegas split that doubleheader with Salt Lake. So now the 1-1 is a swing and a miss. Strike two, another curve. So if the Rainiers hang on and win this, they will be tied in second place with Las Vegas, one game behind Round Rock. One and two to Leon. And O'Brien with the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the curveball. And O'Brien with another strikeout. And he just threw Leon nothing but curveballs. And he strikes him out. The Rainiers are an out away from victory. Cesar Salazar is 0 for 3 in this game, and he's been hit by a pitch. Left-handed batter. O'Brien is set. Here's his pitch, and it's a check swing on a breaking ball, and Salazar held up in time. That's ball one. Two outs in the ninth. Tacoma leading 5-3. Now this pitch is a fastball low. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Inside ball three, and O'Brien, after striking out the first three batters he faced today, including the final out last inning, has now fallen behind Salazar 3-0. A walk would bring up Whitcomb as the tying runner. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. Whitcomb with a lot of power in the on-deck circle. The Rainiers would really prefer to not see him bat again until tomorrow. 3-1 to Salazar. O'Brien's ready. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to first. Tanerowicz has it. He's going to take it himself to the base for the putout, and that's the ball game. The Rainiers win 5-3, the final score, their third straight victory, and Tacoma is only one game out of first place in the second half standings with 19 to go. The Rainiers have a big day today, moving up in the standings, pulling into a second place tie, just one game out of first. And they have won four of the first five against the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. And they're going to try to wrap up a five-win series tomorrow afternoon at 1:35 in the afternoon. Tacoma takes it 5-3 in the final. We'll recap this game and look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rainiers win. They beat Sugarland 5-3, their third consecutive victory over the Houston Astros AAA club, and Tacoma pulls within one game of first place with this win here tonight. The Rainiers got on the board right away in the first inning against the Sugarland starter Spencer Arrighetti as Ryan Bliss drew a leadoff walk. He was at second base with two outs in the inning. Jake Shiner has been driving in a lot of runs recently, and that continued today as he doubled to left center and brought in Bliss, and the Rainiers were up 1-0 in the first. That was still the score in the third. Darren McCacken on the hill for the Rainiers today. He allowed a leadoff homer in the third as Dixon Machado hit one out of the park, his sixth of the year. That made it 1-1. But the Rainiers immediately responded to the bottom of the inning when Riley Unroe drew a leadoff walk, stole second base, took third on a flyout, and scored on Jared Kelnick's single through the drawn-in infield. And that gave Tacoma the 2-1 lead. Kelnick, in his rehab game today, played seven innings in right field, was 1-for-3 with a single and a walk and an RBI. Well, it was 2-1 when we went to the bottom of the fourth. Taylor Trammell leading things off, and he yanked a Spencer Arrighetti pitch down the right field line, kept it fair. It was his 19th home run of the season, and the Rainiers were ahead 3-1 in the fourth inning. In the top of the fifth, McCacken allowed two base runners, got two outs, and even though he had thrown only 77 pitches, the Rainiers manager John Russell decided to go to the bullpen, brought in Blake Wyman, who did get out of the inning without any run scoring, but McCacken didn't go five innings for the win today. He went 4 2/3 and allowed one run and ends up getting no decision, but he pitched well enough to leave with a nice lead. The Rainiers scored twice in the bottom of the fifth inning. Once again, it was Jake Shiner getting the big hit. With one out, Ryan Bliss doubled, then Kelnick walked, and with two outs in the inning, Shiner was up with runners at second and third, and he singled up the middle, scoring both base runners and giving Tacoma a 5-1 lead. Shiner was 2-for-3 with a double, a walk, and three runs batted in tonight. It was 5-1 after five, but Sugarland fought back a bit. They scored two runs in the sixth, getting a solo homer from Shea Whitcomb and an RBI single from Dixon Machado. And then in the seventh inning, Sugarland trailing 5-3, loaded the bases with two outs. Tacoma brought in Stephen Kolek, and he struck out Shea Whitcomb to end that threat. In the eighth inning, two walks with one out to put a couple of men on. And then with two outs, Riley O'Brien came in and struck out Corey Jolks to end the eighth. And O'Brien retired the side of the ninth to get the save as the Rainiers were winners today, 5-3, the final score. Final totals for Tacoma, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. Sugarland scores three runs on six hits, no errors, left 12 on base. Winning pitcher is Blake Wyman. He's 4-4. Save goes to Riley O'Brien, his 12th. And the loss goes to Spencer Arrighetti. He's 1-4. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours and 48 minutes. And the attendance, 5,749. With the victory, the Red Ears for the year are 71-60. And in the second half, they're 34-22. Sugarland falls to 51-80. That's the worst record in the league. And they are 18-38 in the second half. Red Ears have won 4 of the first 5 games of this series, and they're going to try to make it 5 out of 6. Clinched a series win today. Tomorrow's game is at 1:35. Tacoma starts Kyle Hart against Misael Tamaras. It's the final game of the homestand before the Red Ears hit the road for 2 weeks. Tacoma wins at 5-3, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Red Ears beat Sugarland 5-3, the final. A good day for the Red Ears, who picked up a game in the standings and are just one game out of first place now. Even better day for the Seattle Mariners as we now turn our sights towards the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners beat the Mets today in a tough one, 8-7. They won it in a back-and-forth game in which the Mariners blew a four-run lead and then lost a one-run lead in the eighth. And it was tied going to the ninth, but J.P. Crawford led off the ninth inning with a solo homer, his third hit of the game, and that gave the Mariners an 8-7 lead, and they hung on and won as Justin Topa got the final outs in the bottom of the ninth, and the Mariners beat the Mets 8-7. Teoscar Hernandez had 2 hits, a homer, and 3 runs batted in. Dominic Canzone, a big 2-run homer. The Mariners win in New York. And they now have sole possession of first place in the American League West. They had been tied with Houston, but the Astros lost today. The Yankees beat them 5-4 as Aaron Judge homered for the second straight day, and the Yankee bullpen tossed 5 scoreless innings. Texas also dropped farther back in the standings as Minnesota beat them in 10 innings today, 9-7. The Rangers are really reeling right now. This game was tied 6-6 after 9, and then Minnesota scored 3 runs in the top of the 10th, stringing together a bunch of hits. Carlos Correa had the go-ahead RBI single, and Donovan Solano had 4 hits for the Twins. So the Rangers are now 2 games back. So Mariners alone in first, Astros in second place, 1 game back, Rangers in third place, 2 games back in the AL West. Big day for the Mariners in the AL West standings. Other finals today, a couple other interleague games. Baltimore beat Arizona 7-3 as Cedric Mullins hit a 3-run homer during a 6-run rally in the fourth inning for the Orioles. Colorado beat Toronto 8-7. Charlie Blackmon had 3 hits and 3 runs batted in for the Rockies. In American League action, Oakland holds off the Angels 2-1. Brent Rooker with a 2-run homer in the fourth inning. Nice start for Paul Blackburn. Cleveland upended Tampa in 11 innings, 7-6. It was 5-5 after 9. No one scored in the 10th. Tampa got a run in the top of the 11th. Cleveland 2 in the bottom of the 11th to win it. Stephen Kwan had the game-winning RBI with a sacrifice fly. Red Sox hammer the Royals 9-5. Those two teams have been exchanging blowouts this weekend. The Red Sox had a 2-run homer from Tristan Casas and 3 hits from Alex Verdugo. The Tigers whitewashed the White Sox 10-0 today in Chicago. How about Miguel Cabrera? He's retiring at the end of this season. Not much left in the tank, let's be honest. Today he was like his old self. He had 4 hits and 3 runs batted in to help Detroit get the 10-0 win. And in National League scores, the Marlins had an uprising. 18 hits today in D.C., and they beat the Nationals 11-5. Miami hit 4 homers, 2 by Jake Berger, and Brian De La Cruz had 4 hits and a homer. Cincinnati scored twice in the bottom of the ninth inning after not scoring all day, and they beat the Cubs 2-1. Ellie De La Cruz had the RBI single that tied it, and then Hunter Renfro drove in the winning run for the Reds. Pittsburgh's hot. They won their 5th in a row, beating St. Louis at Busch 7-6. Josh Palacios with a pinch-hit homer in the top of the ninth inning to help the Pirates out there. Milwaukee closer Devin Williams nailed down a tough save, and the Brewers beat the Phillies 7-5. San Diego got 6 scoreless innings from Blake Snell and knocked out the Giants 6-1. Snell, with his 6 scoreless, now leads the major leagues in earned run average. He lowered his ERA down to 2.50. And in 10 innings, Atlanta beat the Dodgers 4-2 at Dodgers Stadium. This game just ended. It was 1-1 after 9. And then Atlanta scored 3 runs in the top of the 10th, and that was enough to take it. So the Braves beat the Dodgers. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, the Red Ears win. They beat Sugar Land 5-3. We'll be back with more, including PCL scores, after this.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Red Ears beat Sugar Land 5-3, and Tacoma picks up a game in the standings with the victory today. Just one game out of first place now, as things worked out well on the PCL scoreboard today, just like things did for the Mariners. Mariners win. Everyone else they needed to lose lost. The Red Ears win and almost had everyone else lose. Not quite, because there was a doubleheader involved that was split. Let's get into the details here. First off, Round Rock in first place lost to Oklahoma City 7-1. The Dodgers have helped out the Red Ears this week. They've taken 3 out of 5 in that series from Round Rock going into the finale tomorrow. So the Red Ears are now 1 game out of first place behind Round Rock. Vegas and Salt Lake had a doubleheader in Las Vegas after that out-of-the-blue rainout in Las Vegas yesterday. And they ended up splitting the doubleheader. Vegas won the first game 5-1, and then a shutout was pitched in game 2, Salt Lake winning 2-0. Both games, really low-scoring games for Las Vegas ballpark, which is an absolute launching pad. Wonder if there was more cold or wet weather there today during the doubleheader. It's definitely possible, but anyway, they split. So the Red Ears are now tied with Las Vegas in second place. Round Rock is 35-21 in the second half. Both Vegas and Tacoma are 34-22, 1 game out of first place. Also on our PCL scoreboard today, Albuquerque leads Sacramento 3-1. They're in the eighth inning there. And El Paso has an 8-5 lead at Reno. They are also in the eighth inning in Reno. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow with a day game at 1:35, our Sunday day game. Kyle Hart will be on the mound for the Red Ears. Misael Tamara is for Sugarland, and you know Hart's been pitching really well for the Red Ears recently, and we'll see if he could keep it going tomorrow. This will be his second start of the series against Sugarland. In fact, this is the same matchup we had on Tuesday in the series opener, Hart against Tamaras, and the Red Ears won that game 5-0. Hart tossed five scoreless, and then the bullpen finished up a four-hit shutout. But both teams have seen the opposing starter very recently, earlier this week, so could have a different story tomorrow. We'll see. Tomorrow's game again, 1:35 first pitch. We'll start the pregame show at 1:20, hoping to talk to John Russell on the pregame show tomorrow, so tune in early for that. Red Ears win this one tonight, 5-3 the final. That's going to do it for our broadcast. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Have a great rest of your night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Good night.